Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 1.2, Key Differences Between Generative AI and Traditional AI. This lesson is part of Module 1, Foundation Understanding Generative AI in the Fundamentals of Generative AI for Sales course. In this lesson, we'll explore the overview of traditional AI methods, the core differences and applications of generative AI versus traditional AI, and practical use cases in sales. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to distinguish between generative AI and traditional AI, specifically in the context of sales applications, enhancing your understanding of how these technologies can be leveraged in your role. Main content overview of traditional AI methods. Traditional AI relies on rule-based systems and machine learning algorithms that analyze historical data to make predictions or decisions. The most common methods include supervised learning, unsupervised learning, and reinforcement learning. Supervised learning. This approach involves training a model on labeled data, meaning the input data is paired with the correct output. For example, in a sales context, supervised learning can predict customer preferences based on historical purchase data. It requires a significant amount of labeled data to train effectively, which can be a limiting factor in rapidly changing markets. Unsupervised learning. Unlike supervised learning, this method doesn't use labeled input. Instead, it groups data points based on similarities, which can help identify customer segments or market trends without prior knowledge. For instance, using clustering algorithms, businesses can uncover customer segments based solely on purchasing behavior, allowing for targeted marketing efforts that resonate with distinct groups. Reinforcement learning. This AI method is centered around learning through trial and error. An agent makes decisions in an environment to maximize cumulative rewards. A practical application in sales could be optimizing pricing strategies based on real-time customer interactions and responses, where the system learns which pricing strategies yield the best results. These traditional methods have proven effective but often lack the ability to generate new content or ideas, limiting their use in creative processes. Core differences in applications. The key differences between generative AI and traditional AI primarily lie in their functions and capabilities. Content generation. Generative AI, unlike traditional AI, creates new content. It uses complex models, such as neural networks, to generate text, images, or even music based on training data. This capability allows businesses to create personalized marketing campaigns or product recommendations tailored to individual customer preferences, enhancing engagement and sales effectiveness. Data utilization. Traditional AI often focuses on analyzing existing data, while generative AI synthesizes data to produce new outputs. For example, a generative AI model can analyze customer data to create a unique product description that resonates with specific target audiences, making marketing materials more effective and engaging. Adaptability. Generative AI can quickly adapt to new information and generate content on the fly, making it highly suitable for dynamic environments like sales. Traditional AI systems may require retraining or significant adjustments to incorporate new data trends, which can slow down response times in fast-paced markets. Interaction and engagement. Generative AI enhances customer engagement by enabling more interactive and personalized experiences. It can generate conversational agents, chatbots, that provide tailored responses, improving customer service and engagement in real time. This adaptability can lead to increased customer satisfaction and loyalty. These differences illustrate how generative AI can transform sales strategies by creating personalized experiences that traditional AI methods cannot match. Examples of use cases in sales. Understanding the practical applications of generative AI can help you harness its power effectively in your sales initiatives. Here are two key examples. Personalized marketing campaigns. Using generative AI, sales teams can analyze customer data to craft personalized marketing messages. For instance, a financial services company may deploy a generative AI tool to create tailored email campaigns based on individual customer profiles. By analyzing past interactions and preferences, marketers can generate content that resonates with each recipient, increasing the likelihood of conversion and driving sales. Dynamic customer support. Generative AI can also enhance customer service. Consider a scenario where a customer reaches out with a specific question about a financial product. A generative AI chatbot can analyze the customer's past interactions and provide an immediate, relevant response, reducing wait times and improving satisfaction. This not only streamlines the support process but also allows customer service representatives to focus on more complex issues, enhancing overall service quality. These examples demonstrate the potential of generative AI in sales, showcasing how it can enhance personalization and efficiency. Conclusion: in this lesson, we explored the key differences between generative AI and traditional AI, focusing on their unique capabilities and applications in sales. Traditional AI methods, while effective for data analysis and prediction, cannot generate new content or adapt as quickly as generative AI. By understanding these differences, you can leverage generative AI to create personalized experiences and improve customer engagement in your sales strategies. As we move on to the next lesson, keep these concepts in mind and consider how you can apply them in your professional context. Reflection questions: how can you utilize generative AI to enhance your marketing strategies in your role? What are some specific challenges you see in applying traditional AI methods to your sales processes? Reflect on a recent customer interaction. How might generative AI have improved the experience?